Well, I am Juliet Frumholt, and it is my pleasure to welcome this evening's guests into the studio. We've got a couple of returning faces, some old friends and some new friends in the house as well. The sort of common bond between all of these great musicians is that they're going to be playing this weekend at a show at Ghostlight Coffee. It's called Songwriter Solstice. It's Friday and Saturday night, put on by our good friend Kevin Milner. And it all goes to a good cause to benefit the food bank. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a moment. But first, I want to introduce our guests. We've got Daniel Dye in the house, Jacqueline Vanderberg, and Charlie Tipton, and his wonderful cousin James, who's also joining us this evening. And they're all going to play some tunes for us. Daniel, can you start us off?
All right. We're going to start off with a song called Ohio. When you're born somewhere, the land runs through your veins. And Ohio is the place where I was raised. With empty railroad tracks and wide open roads, and lazy evenings watching muddy rivers flow. And I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Now I live in a valley between mountains of concrete and glass. And I'm lost in a sea of lonely faces drifting past. And a bitter wind blows, and I've never felt so cold. And gray snow all around, it makes me feel so old. And I think of Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Now I know that spring is coming soon. And when I close my eyes, I see your flowers bloom. And warm midnight walks where you always see the sky. Oh, but when I think of you, I swear I will not cry. Oh, but I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Through summer's heat or winter's snow, how firm thy friendship, Ohio. How firm thy friendship, Ohio. Ho, Ohio.
Daniel Dye, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Now, Daniel is playing Friday night at Ghostlight as part of Songwriter Solstice. And also on Friday night is going to be Jacqueline Vanderburg. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Will you play one for us?
Sure. This is a song that I couldn't think of a name for, so my father suggested I call it Dave's Song, because that's his name, not because that the song is about him in any way. So this is Dave's Song. Sun seeps through the window, filters through the blinds, tries to wake my sleeping mind and tell me that I'm fine. You should just come easy, like a kind of rate. And when the moment does arrive, you'll reignite the light. I'll spend a long time, I'll spend a long, long time. I'll spend a long time waiting for you. I'll spend my daylight, I'll burn my midnight oil. I'll spend the whole time waiting for you to come. I finally stopped waiting. The future's not that far. And I broke free my window pane and caught you in a jar. I spent a long, long time. I spent a long time waiting for you. I spent my daylight, I burnt my midnight oil. I spent the whole time waiting for you.
Jacqueline Vanderburg, live in the YSO studios. She's going to be playing Friday night at Ghostlight Coffee as part of Songwriter Solstice. Daniel Dye will be there Friday night as well. Now, Charlie Tipton's going to be there.
Yes, ma'am.
On Saturday night. Yeah. You want to play
excited.
One? You
yeah.
want to play one for us
I
first?
Am, I do.
All right.
Again, I got my cousin James Lee. You're going to help me out with this, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do this, man. Thank you.
just a dream, and it's all I've ever known. And lately I've been drowning, but now at least I know that I need to breathe. And all of my life I've never been afraid to come down, and I know it hurts you to see me this way. Never wanted to give you a reason, and don't take it all upon yourself. It's just the blues we're singing. We'll let it ride, ooh, till it slides and it's gone in the past. The questions are on my mind, weighing me down. Will they be answered in time? 'Cause I'm like a ship lost at sea, but now at least I know that I need to be found. And all of my life I've never been afraid to come down, and I know it hurts you to see me this way. Never wanted to give you a reason, and don't take it all upon yourself. It's just the blues we're singing. We'll let it ride, ooh, till the slides and it's gone in the past. Never wanted to give you a reason, and don't take it all upon yourself. It's just the blues we're singing. We'll let it ride, ooh, till it slides and it's gone in the past.
Charlie Tipton, live in the YSO studios. Now, y'all have a big show this weekend with Songwriter Solstice at Ghostlight, but we're rounding out, 2013, getting ready to start a new year. For each of you, what's been, kind of your big musical accomplishment this year, in the past year? What's something that you're particularly proud of?
I'm Daniel again. I think that I'm proud of finally finishing up the second album. I have like one more song to mix and then up to mastering, and then it'll be a February 2014 release. So that's been a couple years in making, I guess. So kind of recording, saving money, raising money, recording again. It's just a long process, So yeah, and it's with my nephews and nieces, the Miller Road Band. So it's always fun to play with family, as we have family right here tonight. I'm really proud and happy about that, and ready to get it out there.
Excellent. Jacqueline, what about you?
Well, this is my first time on radio at all, so yeah. I would say now. Now is my biggest musical accomplishment.
Awesome. And we're happy to all be here with you for that. What about you guys?
I would say probably the coolest thing I got to do so far, the last waltz, That was really fun and awesome, and I'd also say probably writing songs. I've wrote a lot of songs this year, so I've wrote some probably the best material I've got. I've been hanging out with Tony Herdman. We came in here a couple months ago, I think. We've been writing songs together, and so that's been fun. Yeah, so I need to work on records, though. I don't even want to mention that to you, Julia.
Yeah, I think I made you promise last time you were on here about recording.
I need to get on that. It's hard. It's hard, man. Good luck on that,
Thank you. Yeah.
James, what about you?
I had the pleasure of playing at the Miami Valley Music Festival this year, and obviously this is the first time I've been on the radio, too. A buddy of mine wasn't feeling well or something, maybe too much drinking or something, so he's like, he cut a set short and asked me to fill in for him, so I did, and people seemed to enjoy my songs and music, so that was, you know, just put a big smile on my face, like tonight, too. I appreciate you know, having me here. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, looking ahead to the new year, we've got Daniel's album coming. Charlie, I'm going to hold you to an album for 2014.
I've probably got enough for like six or seven albums.
Yeah.
I make you promise every time you're on the air
I
with
know.
Me.
He needs to.
But for all of you, what are you kind of looking forward to for the new year, or what are some of your goals? I know, you know, albums in the works, but, you know, trying to get out on the road or just play more locally or do some songwriting. What's the new year going to shape up to be for each of you?
For me, probably a March. I'm a teacher, so I have a spring break, and two of my band members have the same spring break in March. So we're going to do a little Northeast tour to promote the album in the Massachusetts, New York area. So that's something to look forward to. And I'm going to maybe be in Europe this summer, for part of the summer. So my goal is to – I did a little tour there a couple of years ago, so I'd like to play some music over there again while I'm there, do some teaching. So that's the goal as well. So we'll see what happens.
Cool. Excellent. Jacqueline,
my turn.
Your turn. Whoever wants to go next.
Yeah, just to play more locally. I always love playing at Canal Street. I guess it's Canal Public House now. They're a musicians co-op, and I hear that another musicians co-op is in the works for Thursdays at the Oregon Express. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Cool. Awesome.
I would say I want to get out with my band more. You know, me and I have a piano player in my band now, and so we've been kind of keeping it. We haven't played with him yet, like out in public. And we still play like every couple, you know, three or four times a month. And I'm so excited to get them boys back out again and just show people. And so that's what I want to do. I want to get out with my band more and play and probably get out of play it in Cincinnati and Columbus and things like that a little bit more.
Branch out regionally a little more.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. James, what about you?
Well, I need to find time with school. Started back school to play with Charles. We've been talking about, you know, we've played together since we were kids. We were wanting to start kind of like a family ordeal, which I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. And hopefully he has time for that, you know what I mean? But I also want to just start playing more around, you know, the area. It's been a long time since I've been in it. I'd like to get started back again and, you know, hopefully shape a band and just have fun, you know?
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, speaking of playing more, can we hear another one from each of you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. All right. You want to start us off, Daniel?
All right, this song is called Saints and Sinners. The Pope flew up to London town, and all the people gathered round. Listened as they cursed his name, while others said there should be no blame. And was it worth it all that took him there to the sea of signs and fist in the air? And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize? Realize there's a story in those eyes. In those eyes. The loafing hero sang his heart, exposing all his fractured parts. But the people wanted songs they've heard before, so he'd give them one and they'd beg for more. And the only ones who ever heard were the few who listened to every word. and the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes? Oh, in those eyes. Yet still we open up our souls when we know that passions can be cruel. And when I told you that I loved you so, oh, I thought your love for me might show. So I'm praying that it's worth it all, and I'm climbing as I hit this wall. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes? Oh, in those eyes. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes? Oh, in those eyes.
Daniel Dye, live in the WISO studios. He and our other guests are playing Friday and Saturday night at Ghostlight Coffee. Daniel's there Friday night. It is Songwriter Solstice, a benefit for the food bank. Jacqueline Vandenberg is also going to be there. Play another one for us?
Sure. This is called Doesn't Mean I Don't Miss You. True, and I can't.
but I didn't feel my heart being ripped away. Just a slight decay, a whisper of solitude imparting its weight. I can still see, and I can still breathe without you. Doesn't mean that it's not true. And I can still move, and I can get on without you. Doesn't mean I don't miss you. Doesn't mean I don't.
Jacqueline Vanderberg, live in the YSO studios.
That's real applause, people. That is not easy.
Real in studio applause.
Nice song.
You guys, Charlie?
Yeah.
James, you guys want to do one?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Well, he was a fool, by the way. Just want to let you know. He was a fool for leaving you. You're very, very talented. All right. This is called The Most Important Thing. And I know somewhere, someplace is lonely tonight. I know somewhere someone is doing somebody wrong. Someone ain't being treated right. But I know now the most important thing is you. And I want to see your face smile and laugh and dance always. I know you will always be around, and you know I will always have your back. There's refuge in your arms, and be my cover from the cold. Heart gave me a lift off, like shake earth and time. And I want to be more than these millions that I've seen in my life. And I know now the most important thing is you. And I want to see your face smile and laugh and dance always. And I know you will always be around, and I know you will always have my back. There's refuge in your arms, and be my cover from the cold. Never get cold, just hold on to me.
I will hold on to you. Is it all right if we just hide away in this candlelit room? The shade of red looks good on you. Just hold on to me. Just hold on to me. Just hold on. You know I will always be around, and I know you will always have my back. There's refuge in your arms, and be my cover from the cold.
It's cold out there.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Charlie and James. And all of our guests this evening are going to be playing at Ghostlight Coffee Friday and Saturday night. It's a really great event called Songwriter's Solstice. Proceeds benefit the food bank, and admission is actually canned goods. And we're going to get some info up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio, about that. But also on the bill, in addition to all these great folks, you know, E. Ryan Roth, Georgia Goad from A Shade of Red, Dan Raridan, Kevin Milner himself, who's helping put on this show, Todd the Fox, Queen Victoria, Sharon Lane, Ward Lawson, Joe Andrel. Such a great representation of our area's songwriters. I want to ask you all about kind of your experience of the community of songwriters, you know, between things like Co-op, Last Waltz, events like this, Daniel, your festival that you put on every year. What's been each of your experiences of sort of the community of music makers and especially songwriters in the Miami Valley?
We were just talking about this earlier, and Juliet and I, it was interesting. We're talking about, because I'm kind of in between worlds. I live in Springfield, so I'm often here in Dayton, the Dayton area, Yellow Springs. But then I work in Columbus, so I'm over there as well. And there are great songwriters on, you know, in both areas. But the Dayton community has, there's just a closeness there, and I think people really help each other out. Like, I've had a lot of people just say, "Hey, I want to play. Do you want to play with me?" There's just I don't know. There was just like a maybe it's a better like the songwriters listen to each other more here. And there's less competition. It's yeah. more, I don't know, communal in that way.
A lot of respect here. A lot of mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It is.
So it's just, and there's a lot of talent here and then a lot of respect. And I think we were talking about some of the connection here with WISO and Canal Street and then Blind Bob's and the different, everyone, there's just a real connection here with that. So it's wonderful. I actually started a festival a few years ago, and I was on an island all alone. I didn't know any other musicians, really. And had a hard time. I didn't know who to invite, you know, to the festival. But now it's like, well, I don't even know. There's so many to choose from. So it's a nice problem to have. So yeah.
And Jacqueline, what's your experience been like? I know you said that, you know, you've been a part of Musicians Co-op at Canal Street and kind of that community. How has that influenced, you know, what you've been doing and getting out and playing and all of that?
It's been a really great experience. Like we were all saying before, Dayton's really interconnected. For example, Kevin Milner set this all up, and I actually haven't even met Kevin Milner. I just got like a Facebook friend request, and he knows E. Ryan Roth, and I know E. Ryan Roth. So it's just kind of cool how everybody seems to know each other. And I haven't been, you know, around the music scene too long, but without trying very hard at all, it's very easy to meet people. So it's very nice.
Cool. And Charlie, I know you've experienced this community in a big way, especially getting involved with the Last Waltz this year, that interconnectivity that kind of starts one place and grows into this big community thing, whatever that manifestation might be.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of songwriters here, which is really amazing, you know. I would say there's a lot of great songwriters, really good songwriters here, And I haven't really been a whole lot of places in my life in the country, but I can say that where I have been, I'm really impressed. Like, I went to New York not too long ago, and I went everywhere in that city looking for great music and looking for the songwriters. And to be honest with you, Dayton still trump New York City, in my opinion, you know, and it's just kind of really – I think we're really fortunate to have such such a saturation of great music here, you know. And I'm blessed to be a part of the city, and I think that it is. Someone told me Dayton is world-renowned, or at least in the country, for music, you know. And I believe it, because Nashville, like, I met a lot of people there, and they said they know about Dayton. So I love it, and I'm glad to be a part of this place and to play music here. So.
And James, what about you? What's your experience been? I mean, getting to kind of, you know, hop up and cover for a friend at Miami Valley Music Fest, that's got to be an exciting, you know, example of this interconnectivity. And
yeah, it's just it's close-knit, you know. It's and then once people see that you really have a passion for music, you know, as they do, they're like willing to help you out, and you know, and they support you, you know. And the people I've met through Charles or whatever, it's been a good experience. I haven't had a negative experience yet with any of the musicians that I've run across in Dayton. You know, they're willing to help, they're friendly, they're willing to listen, you know, and if they think that you have a passion like they do, they're like there for you. You know what I mean? It's like an unspoken little bond, you know. It's nice.
Now, this weekend's show is benefiting the food bank. And, you know, in talking about that sort of spirit of helping each other out, I always say, I'm always very quick to tell people that in my experience, our local musicians are just the most eager beavers when it comes to doing things that help out the larger community, not just playing shows, but playing shows that benefit a cause or an organization or fill a need. For all of you guys as musicians, what's it like to be able to, you know, do something you love, playing music, but also, you know, help people out and help make our community a better place?
Well, it's interesting. Like, as a musician, you just want anyone to listen, right? You're like, listen to me, everybody. It's on the streets or wherever for your own family. But to be able to combine it with, you know, doing something, you know, really decent, and it's wonderful. And I thought it was interesting that Kevin asked people, hey, can you help us out with this food drive? And there's like 28 musicians on the bill. So it was going to be one night that turned into two nights. So it's just going to be part of that. And I don't know, maybe it's like you feel like you should give back a little bit since we're blessed to, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, guys. Take it over. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're helping people out. Oh, I thought we were just playing a show. No, I'm just kidding. It feels good, you know, and it feels good to give back, and it feels good that you have something that can draw people together, you know, like playing music. You know, I'm really blessed to be able to do something like that and play some music, and people will come and bring canned goods, you know, for a really good cause. You know, it feels good. It makes you feel good about yourself, you know, to be able to do that. And Dayton does, you know, and Dayton does, the musicians here will, every year I've seen something, you know, people get together and help some sort of a cause, you know. This is actually the second year. The Last Waltz helped the food bank, I think last year, wasn't it, or this year?
Earlier, way back in spring, the first go-round of the Last Waltz, yeah.
So I've seen a lot of, like, really, you know, the musicians here, you know, pick up and do something great to help people, and it's awesome, so. I don't know what I'm saying either.
That was a tough one, Juliet. You put us on the spot.
I'm stumping you guys tonight.
That was a good question. Really good.
Well, anybody else want to chime in before we hear some more music?
I agree with all of those statements.
All of the above. Well, let's hear some more music, shall we?
All right, this song is a brand new song. I've only done it once out, so we'll see how this goes. And I've never done it alone. Mama's face is bruised. It's happening again. And she swears that she stumbled. And she says it wasn't him. But there's poison on his breath. And drink in his eyes. And there's love in her words and truth in her lies. And someday we will walk this road to freedom. Someday we will stand and take our place. Someday we will rise. Wait upon the Lord.
You're in the master's hand. That's what the preacher says, that it's the master's plan. And there will be a day when there is no night, and there will be a time when we won't have to fight. Oh, and someday we will walk this road to freedom. Someday we will stand and take our place. Oh, and someday we will rise. Mama's face is bruised, but this time she can't speak. My heart goes black, my knees grow weak, and there's drink in his eyes and fear on his breath. And all I see is madness, and all he sees is death. And someday we will walk this road to freedom. Oh, and someday we will stand and take our place. Oh, and someday we will rise. Someday we will rise.
Daniel Dye, live in the YSO studios. It's like a show within a show. I love it, having you all here. Jacqueline, how about another one from you?
Sure. I'm going to warn you in advance, this one's going to be a little bit louder.
So. All right. Okay. Thank you for
having me. Yeah, this is called I Know You.
I know it's hard to stay aligned. I know you've got bigger things on your mind. I know I don't know as much as I like to think I do, but there's one thing that I'm sure. I know you. I do. Well, let me show you.
Jacqueline Vanberg, live in the YSO studios.
Awesome.
Charlie and James, can we hear one more?
Yeah, I'm leaving here inspired tonight by you guys. This is a song that me and my friend Tony Herdman wrote together. We co-wrote it, and it's called Still Running. And James actually just learned this probably like an hour ago, so.
I'll be honest.
Here you go.
Looking around for the signs I still haven't noticed. And I've been honest enough to get by on my luck. It's hard to see these changes from the outside looking in. When it feels that you are never good enough. And I've been running all my life. I'm running still. These shifts that change me. It's not about where I'm going or where I've been. It's about the road and the ride and the dream. That's the life still running. There's no use in trying to prove, 'cause I already know who I am. If you don't give a damn about me, man, I'm hard to understand. Been thinking a lot about the things I forgot and wondering what might have been. If I would have done things different, would it make any difference? 'Cause I can't go back there again. And I've been running all my life. I'm running still. These shifts that change me. It's not about where I'm going or where I've been. It's about the road and the ride and the dream. That's a life still running. Still running. I've been running all my life. I'm running still. But through these shifts that change me, it's not about where I'm going or where I've been. It's about the road and the ride and the dream. That's a life still running. Still running.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Very good.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and all of our guests this evening are playing this weekend at Ghostlight Coffee. The event is called Songwriter's Solstice. It's Friday and Saturday night from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., a great evening of music. Proceeds benefit the food bank of the Miami Valley, and admission is three canned goods. Can't go wrong with that. Three canned goods for a great night of music that also helps out our community. Now, for all of you moving forward, if people want to keep track of where you're playing and what you're doing, how should they do that?
For me, DanielDieMusic.com. DanielDieMusic.com, and that leads to Facebook and YouTube and all those other places. So I have a free download on Bandcamp right now, a song called Those Devils. So go out there and get yourself a free download.
Nice.
Well, this is pretty embarrassing, but I have no idea. There might be
Don't
a couple YouTube videos under my name, so there's that. I have that to offer.
And your name again?
Jacqueline Vandenberg. It's very right. difficult to spell. I apologize.
Yeah, I guess add me on Facebook. You know, I'm the same way. I have a Bandcamp, actually, though. It's charlietipton.bandcamp.com. Is that?
I think so, yeah.
I have a free download, too.
If you're the only Charlie Tipton, that's
yes,
just,
I am. Yeah. I am the only one. I searched it, and it came up, so I know it's true. Yeah, that's where they'll find me. Just add me on Facebook. You can add me on Facebook, Charles Larry Tipton. You search that. That's how you find me on Facebook.
I'm pretty much the same way. I'm like her. I got some downloads from music videos like on my Facebook page, and I think there's I did a couple YouTube things too, but other than that, you know, I'm just trying to build that. So James DeLise, just friends on Facebook, you can check out some of my videos.
So what you're saying is everybody just ought to come out Friday and Saturday night to Ghostlight Coffee and see you all and meet you in person and find out what's going on.
Yes, bring your canned goods, please. We need them.
I think it's a perfect plan. It's Friday and Saturday night at Ghostlight Coffee in South Park, right there on Wayne Avenue in Dayton. It is Songwriter Solstice, benefiting the food bank. Two nights of music, Friday and Saturday, 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Bring three canned goods for admission. They've got a rundown of what the food bank needs the most of on the Facebook event, which we've got on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Tonight's guest will be joined by Dan Raritan, Georgia Goad, E. Ryan Roth, Windsor Knotts, Josh Eglin, Kevin Milner, who's putting on this whole thing, John DeBuck. Oh, so many more. The full list is on the Facebook event. It is going to be two nights of amazing music. And guys, I know I told you that theoretically I would bug you to do one more. Could I hear one more from all of you?
Sure.
All righty. Let's do one more, just because this is so much fun.
All right.
I've got you all here.
You're asking songwriters for another song. I think
we can handle it.
Yeah. And a little higher note, this is a love song. I'm going to get my pick out here. This song is called Can't Stop This Love, and this is on the album coming up. Darling, we've been picking up the pieces for years now. But even so, we've only scratched the surface of our tears now. And if the future is anything like the past, we'll be facing fears now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. And I still don't have a dime or a nickel to my name now. But taking this in stride without you, it wouldn't be the same somehow.
And I'd be lying if I claimed that we never had to stoke the flames now. Oh, but you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. Oh, no, you can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. No, you can't stop it. And those storm clouds have come in heavy about every day now. Oh, but my mama told me, son, you know, it might be this way now. Oh, and splitting and splintering, no, that don't ever pay now. Oh, and you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. No, you can't stop it. No, you can't stop it.
Thank you.
Daniel Dye, live on Kaleidoscope. Jacqueline, what are we going to hear?
All right, I'm gonna do a song. I call it Stasis. Now that Daniel's brought us all up, I'm going to bring everybody all back down. So sorry. I hope Charlie's got something to bring us up at the end. But I already played all my happy songs.
You shine. Your anger had to go somewhere. I hit the floor, didn't know what the bullet was for. If it's all the same to you, and it's all the same to me too, and things could stay never waver on this precipice, and you could stay in this behavior, and I'd get over it. Told me facts, you asked me to digest, but don't wanna be the one who is left holding your gun. If it's all the same to you, then it's all the same to me too. Could stay and never waver on this carapace, and we could stay like this forever, never making sense.
Very good song.
Jacqueline Vandenberg, live in the YSO studios.
All right.
Now we've got Charlie and James with one more.
Take us home, James. All right.
Mistake.
We're gonna do one that James wrote here. So take us home, James. Sing us a song, buddy.
I was mixed up. Sorry. Right. The song is called Hell No.
So lying across the old floor, I'm just letting time pass, where you are gently ignored. And then you always come across with a shady alibi, and you always lie, no need to apologize. And that's when I disconnect the kid from the pain inside, when he wants to come out and wants to identify. But you're always ready to fight. But hell no, not him, not here anymore. And I said hell no, not him, not here anymore. And if you have figured out by now, this ain't no happy face. If I harmed you in somehow, please forgive my chemical mistakes, 'cause I was out of my head. And then the energy you give is the darkest of night. I guess you went off, man, and went in times to shine. And it's funny how the blame was always told to me, well, I made from that plate, and it's time to set myself free. I've lost battles with whiskey and felt drugs in my veins, but the words from your lips are far worse than those things. And I guess you almost had your way, but hell no, not him, not here anymore. Hell no, I am not here anymore. And if you have figured it out by now, this ain't no happy face. And if I harmed you in somehow, please forgive my chemical mistakes, 'cause I was out of my way.
James Lees and Charlie Tipton, live on YSO. Daniel Dye, Jacqueline Vandenberg, James Lees, Charlie Tipton, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. Thank you all so much. Check these guys out Friday and Saturday night. It's Songwriters Solstice at Ghostlight Coffee. It is a benefit for Food Bank Dayton. Our guests this evening and all kinds of great others: Windsor Knotts, E. Ryan Roth, Josh Eglin, Kevin Milner, oh my goodness, Todd the Fox of Queen Victoria, Sharon Lane, and many, many more. The full list and all of the event details are up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to head back into the recorded stuff with something from one of the other guys that's going to be playing this weekend at Ghostlight. Here's an older one from Joe Andrel. This is Kaleidoscope on YSO.